Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, or whatever we decided to call it last week, because hump day, nope, the camel has killed that damn thing. It's April 8th, 2015. It's all the geek without the weight coming to you from the good folks here at Geek Radio Daily. The .com is just standard, you know that. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, see all kinds of crazy things like that Star Trek Renegades trailer. That's some good stuff there. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that needs to learn about the inner turmoil, it's Saucy.
My mother used to say that feelings are like treasures. So bury them.
Bury them indeed. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
All right, this is the plan. We're getting there and getting wrecked.
That's it. What more do you need? What happened, yo?
1766, the first patent was granted for a fire escape, a wicker basket on a pulley and chain designed by London watchmaker.
So if you put your own pulley chain wicker basket, they could sue you? Weird. 1879, milk was sold in glass bottles for the first time, before that paperbacks.
1913, the 17th Amendment requiring direct election of senators was ratified.
1953, the first 3D movie was released, Man in the Dock.
1974, Henry Hank Aaron hit his 715th career home run.
1986, Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California.
1990, Ryan White, the 18-year-old hemophiliac with AIDS, died. Ryan brought worldwide attention to AIDS after he was banned from attending public schools at the age of 12.
1990, the phenomenal TV series Twin Peaks premiered on ABC TV in a 2-hour Sunday night special, Who Killed Laura Palmer?
1994, smoking was banned in the Pentagon and all U.S. military bases.
But not on actual submarines. It's so weird. Also 1994, that's when Kurt Cobain was found dead in Seattle after shooting himself in the head with a shotgun.
After his girlfriend shot him.
That's not what the coroner's report says.
2004, U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice testified before the 9/11 Commission.
Yeah, that went well. Birthdays?
Sky Jackson is 13, Zuri Ross on Jesse.
Sadie Calvano is 18, that's Violet on Mom.
Shelby Young is 23, Kinsey on Days of Our Lives.
Gabrielle Wilde is 26, that's Jade Butterfield in the new version of Endless Love and Sue Snell in the remake of Carrie. She only does remakes, apparently.
Tara Noah Smith is 31, Mark Taylor on Home Improvement makes me feel pretty old.
Katie Sackhoff is 35, Captain Kara Starbuck Thrace on Battlestar Galactica. She was in Longmire. She was in one of the awful Halloween things. She's incredibly awesome.
Emma Caulfield is 42, Anya on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Patricia Arquette, 47, you might best know her as Allison from Medium.
John Schneider is 55, Beau Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard. He was also Jonathan Kent on Smallville.
Kane Hodder is 60, the Jason everyone loved in the Friday the 13th series.
Stuart Penkin is 69, Earl Sinclair on Dinosaurs, and he did various characters on HBO's Not Necessarily the News.
It's a good series. Also 69 years old, Tim Thomerson, Jack Death from Trancers, Doll Man, he was in Jekyll and Hyde Together Again. The man's been a ton of things, and I love him.
Douglas Thumbel is 73, director and special effects supervisor for Blade Runner.
Darlene Gillespie, 74, singer and dancer on the original Mickey Mouse Club.
Kofi Annan is 77, served as the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations from 1997 to 2006.
Shecky Green is 89 years old. He's a comedian.
No longer with us this day, 1920, Carmen McRae, jazz singer, composer, pianist, and actor.
And Betty Ford from 1918, the wife of Gerald Ford, First Lady from 74 to 77, and made those clinics that seem to be working out for so many people.
Tonight on ABC, Blackish, Modern Family, and the Goldbergs.
CBS has new episodes of Criminal Minds and CSI, Cyber.
Arrow and Supernatural on the CW.
New stuff? One's a rerun. It's a damn shame. NBC, The Voice, Law & Order, SVU, Chicago PD. It's all new.
American Idol on Fox.
American Idol. ABC Family, new episodes of Young and Hungry and Freak Out, Dude.
Jurassic Park on AMC.
And they're showing 3, but they're skipping The Lost World. Which is probably for the best. Comedy Central, the guys reminisce about their first day of work at TelAmeriCorp on the season finale of Workaholics, followed by a new big time in Hollywood, Florida.
New Dual Survivor on Discovery Channel.
FX is showing The Avengers, followed by a new episode of The Americans.
American Pickers on History.
FXX does not have The Simpsons on tonight. Tonight, nope, they're showing Snow White and the Huntsman.
My Cousin Vinny on Encore.
IFC is showing Goodfellas because someone always should be. As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to see Goodfellas.
River Monsters on Animal Planet.
BBC America with a new episode of Broadchurch. No fake American accent for David Tennant there.
Funny? Funny how? Funny like a clown?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Won't Back Down on FXM.
Spike TV for Guys is showing 300.
Ed on HBO 2.
True TV with a new episode of Cart Life. Everybody takes... Sorry. I like to turn things into songs.
Hidalgo on More Max.
Oh, I remember that one. But if we're going to watch anything tonight, though, it's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel because ghosts invade a sorority on Halloween night. And when the house mother starts killing the sisters off, the survivors have to make it through the night. Alessandra Torresani and Morgan Fairchild star in American Horror House.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
See, it was a little tricky. It's not a story. No, not at all. Flynn, you can see the tribe at my house in Indy. Otherwise, get a time machine and watch it in the early 2Ks on Stars. That's from Ryan, who apparently is a little miffed that I kept forgetting about his show, which you've now mentioned twice this year, so we don't have to hear about it next year. But without access to a time machine or travel to your fair state, not sure how we're going to do that. If you have any kind of cheap travel suggestions or other ways that Ryan might have forgot for me to watch The Tribe, please drop a note. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Halfway point of the week, halfway over.
It's Science Pitch.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Matt.
And this is It's Science Pitch, or a promo for It's Science Pitch anyway.
We pretty much talk about science and pop culture and what have you, in a kind of funny way.
If it's geeky and can be linked to science, we'll find a way to get it in there. So you can listen to us on iTunes, where most podcasts live, Stitcher, TuneIn, and you can find us on Twitter at Binary Womb.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it. So give us a listen.
It's Science Pitch.
Hey, this is Katie Sackhoff, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed, you certainly seem to be there. Be with us here, and if you're anywhere near where we are, don't forget your umbrella again today. Pretty much the rest of the damn week, it's all kinds of rain and stuff. What are you going to do?
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious books, not so serious books, books on a rainy day, so make sure they double bag those bad boys. But your friendly local neighborhood comic shop has all kinds of stuff today, including...
From Archie Comic Publications, Sonic Boom number 6 and Sonic the Hedgehog number 271.
Never heard of it. Dark Horse Comics, Abe Sapiens at 22. Itty Bitty Comics, Grimm's Island number 2 of 4. Rebels is at number 1 and X is at 24.
From Boom Studios, Adventure Time, Marceline Goes Adrift number 4, Bee and Puppy Cat number 8, Bill and Ted's Most Triumphant Return number 2, Curb Stomp number 1, Deep State number 5, Evil Empire number 12, Help Us Great Warrior number 3, and Munchkin number 2.
Over at DC Comics, Arrow Season 2.5 is at 7, Astro City at 22, Batman Arkham Knight at number 2, Fables The Wolf Among Us number 4, Mortal Kombat X at number 5, and today kicks off Convergence. So all of these are Convergence titles. Well, number 1 of 8 of Convergence. Batgirl 1, Batman and Robin 1, Harley Quinn, Justice League, Oracle, Speed Force, Superman, The Atom, The Question, Titans, all tied into the massively huge crossover event Convergence starting today.
From Image Comics, Big Man Plans number 2, Birthright number 6, Copperhead number 6, Danger Club number 8, Descender number 2, Five Ghosts number 16, One Hit Wonder number 5, Rat Queens number 10, Savior number 1, Surface number 2, and Walking Dead number 140.
Dynamite Entertainment, Battlestar Galactica 6, number 2 of 5, Jim Butcher's Dresden Files Downtown 3 of 6, Jungle Girl season 3, number 1 of 5, Masks 2, number 1 of 8 kicks off, New Vampirella number 11, Reanimator kicks off a new 4-issue miniseries, Red Sonja Vulture circles at 4, Shaft, you damn right, at number 5.
Sunscope Entertainment, Grim Fairy Tales number 109, and Grim Fairy Tales presents White Queen number 3.
IDW Publishing, Borderlands is at 8, Creeple People wraps up with issue 3, Dave is number 3 of 5, Edward Scissorhands at number 6, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic 2 of 5, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 44, and Transformers vs. G.I. Joe number 6. And Marvel Comics, All New Hawkeye number 2, Angela Asgard's Assassins at 5, Ant-Man at 4, Avengers Millennium number 2 of 4, Bucky Barnes and Winter Soldiers at 7, Captain Marvel at 14, Darth Vader at 4, Deadpool at 45, Howard the Duck at 2, Hulk 14, Max Ride First Flight kicks off a 5-issue miniseries, Miles Morales, The Ultimate Spider-Man's at 12, S.H.I.E.L.D. at 4, Spider-Man 2099 at 11, Spider-Woman number 6, and then in a look at this, another crossover, True Believers Civil War number 1, and True Believers Planet Hulk number 1. Well, those are actually dollar issues today, so you could pick up something on the down low a little cheaper.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, video game movie adaptations are not that new and surprising anymore. But what about a movie based on a video game that's a mobile game? Not many mobile games would have a story enough to be able to lend themselves to Hollywood, not that that would stop them, but Five Nights at Freddy's... After successfully scaring a bunch of people in the weird survival horror set, it's sort of a weird Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing with animatronics that move around at night, is being picked up to be turned into a film. The story itself, you know, you can't really say much more about it. It just sort of lends itself to it. You're a security guard at night and these things try to kill you. Can they make a whole movie out of it? Well, they've got three games to work from now. So yeah, the whole story's out there. Maybe we'll see it in 3D, IMAX 3D, and everything else.
So World of Warcraft's new Blizzard has been promising to deliver a new way to get in-game gold and game time for World of Warcraft since March. I do believe we actually did that story.
I believe so.
Back in March. As of, I guess it was yesterday at 10 a.m., the WoW tokens were available to purchase, and they cost $20 each, and you can sell them in the auction house for 30,000 gold. Or pay for a month of gameplay. A lot of people don't understand the coins because I think an actual like month of gameplay is cheaper than $20. I think it's like $15.
I thought so. I'm sitting here doing the math in my head on that going, I don't understand what you're talking about.
And they're saying now that the price, the gold price that you would get for selling these coins will fluctuate based on supply and demand. So, I mean, I guess if you can purchase the coin for $20 and the price goes up, it'll be more worthwhile.
Okay.
But I guess we'll just have to see how it all pans out. I did see a bunch of forums today about people talking about how they're boycotting them and won't use them.
So if you got some extra cash kicking around, you might be like me. We've been talking about how to make, you know, the going to see movies at the theater a better experience. And more we keep talking about how, well, really, I'd just rather stay at home and watch them. But how can you do that with brand new feature films? Well, do you have $40,000 lying around? I ask because Prima Cinema has created a system that will let you watch first-run movies in your own house. You're going to have to buy some hardware for $35,000. Yeah, to make sure your film looks great, sounds great. And you can rent each movie for $500 a piece. But for a new system, you're required to buy 10 movies at the start, so your initial investment for this will be $40,000. It is also non-transportable, meaning if it's set up at your house, you can't take it to your friend's house and watch it. It'll know you're not at your house and won't work. On the plus side, all films are pre-downloaded to your $35,000 piece of machinery, which means you don't have to wait for them once you decide to watch them. And sometimes they even show up before release date, but they will be tied to the actual date the studio says you can watch it. So again, you can keep all the inventory at your own house and still pay to watch the stuff you're keeping up with.
Monday, this is a little bit late on the news effect there, but James Best died. He was most known for his role in The Dukes of Hazzard. He was also on the short-lived spinoff, The Dukes. Some of his other acting credits...
Well, the cartoon story is not so much a spinoff, but...
Some of his other acting credits from almost seven-decade career include roles on Wanted Dead or Alive, The Andy Griffin Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Twilight Zone, Rawhide, I Spy, Bonanza, and Gunsmoke. He also ran an acting school in the 70s, which I did not actually know about.
Did not know that.
He taught stars like Burt Reynolds, Clint Eastwood, Farrah Fawcett, and director Quentin Tarantino. The seasoned actor had 187 film and TV credits. Most of it were TV shows and TV movies.
Sure.
To his name, and he was next set to appear in a film, Old Soldiers, which was supposed to come out later this year. I don't believe they started filming
that. I think it was just pre-production, yeah.
So...
He also knows a thing or two about why Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Over the weekend, the NorCal Regionals of Capcom Street Fighter 4 Pro Tournament ran and was just a bit of a problem. It turns out they started playing the game at one point, the digital version that had been downloaded that had all of the updates on it, and at some point later in the competition, they switched over to a different system, which was running the disc that had not downloaded all of the updates for the system. Two players noticed that they were playing the wrong version of the game that they were there to compete for, Ultra Street Fighter 4, because there's so damn many versions of them. Upon discovery, a decision was made to replay all the matches that took place using the wrong version. Three of the four produced the same winner, but Ryota Ione lost to Du Dang, having beaten him the first time around. Tournament organizer John Cho wrote up a huge statement about it, apologizing like mad, says he understands the stress that everybody follows up to there. He said eight players were deeply affected from this. The mental and emotional pressure of having to replay these matches again was completely unfair to them. He even offered to fly a guy out and let him basically try to do it all over again because, yeah, the one thing that video game players will not stand for is you not being up-to-date on your up-to-date updates. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and stop by the website, won't you please? It's, what is it? Let me think. What's the name of our show? Geek Radio Daily at a website, geekradiodaily.com. It's just that simple, and hopefully it's stuck in your head. Just think GRD, GRD, GRD. Don't say grid, though. People will think you're weird. Drop a note. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. And you stay strong, and we'll see you in the morrow.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha. Fuck off.
Good night, everybody.
That could be. That you could be, but if you... It is. That's a coffin. Enos, this is Roscoe. That's a coffin.
That's a coffin.
Sheriff, remember that APB we got about that body snatching case in Capital City?
Yeah, and we're gonna snatch the body that snatched the body.
Hey, look at this door.
Got it?
Yeah.
Enos, you know what one casket said to the other casket? He said, was that you, Coffin?